Welcome to Line of Judah Online. Once again, my name's Gary Stevens. We're dealing with the subject called prayer, communication, intimacy, and relationship. This is part 9 from a 12-part series, and we're doing topic number 11, and that's called What is the Primary Purpose of Prayer? Quite often our thinking is, I need something, so I've got to go to God and pray for it, and God will give it to me because I'm praying. A lot of people get caught in this area where they think prayer is a certain way I've got to get things from God. But in reality, prayer, the real reason for prayer is to have communication and fellowship with God the Father and to love Him. Prayer is communication, developing a relationship, and also developing intimacy. Prayer is also a two-way dialogue. What do I mean by that? It means that often we talk and God listens. And often God talks and we are to listen. It's a two-way street. That's what communication is all about. We're hearing each other, getting to know each other, learning about each other. Prayer is not meant to be boring. Often people have a mindset, I'm going into my prayer room, I'm going to talk to God and tell Him what I need or the problems I have in my life. And maybe He'll hear me. And then they walk out of their prayer room thinking, okay, God, I hope You've heard me. I want to challenge you here at this point in time to have a new way of praying. It's not the only way of praying, but it's a new way of praying. Stepping out of the religious box that many people have had put on them over the years, they have to pray a certain way and then God will hear them. God wants us to talk to Him like two friends. He's God the Father and we treat Him with respect, but still He wants us to walk in the daily lives of each person and talk to them about their situations. Often we think, I only go to God when I got a problem or when I need something. That's not what God wants. God is a good Father. He will give those things to us as in time. But God's after fellowship, relationship, and intimacy first. What is the real purpose of prayer? It's not about getting things. It's about relationship with God the Father. It is right to ask God for your and other people's needs to be met through prayer, but this should not be the main focus. When you spend time with God in fellowship, He gets involved into your affairs of life even without you even asking it. Why? Because He's a Heavenly Father. He loves you and He cares about you. Let me give you an example once again that I gave before about my wife and I. We're on holidays down the beach years ago. We'd have breakfast and we'd spend time on the balcony praying to God. We went through this all of our holiday time. We went back home and in the first week back home, everything went really well for me and it was really strange. And I said to her, you know, everything's going really well, simply well, and I don't really know why, but I think God's involved. And as I said that, the Holy Spirit spoke to my spirit man and said, God said to me, yes, because you spent time with me on your holidays in the morning, I'm now spending time in you and your affairs. People, I can say for a fact, spend time with God and He will get in your affairs and He'll spend time with you. In John chapter 3, verse 16, it says, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. One of the benefits of having everlasting life is having an everlasting relationship with the Lord, with God the Father. John chapter 17, verse 3, and it reads, And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. The purpose of salvation was so that you could know Him, have an intimate personal relationship with Him. Being saved is also very important and necessary, but not the primary reason. It's relationship, everlasting relationship with an eternal God. Let's now go to 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 8. Reading from verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. In the scripture we see it says, Beloved, love one another, for the love is of God. Love has a need to be loved in return. God also, being love, has a need to be loved, and this is the way that we can bless and minister to Him. If the object of your love does not love you back, it's very miserable. One of the main purposes of our life also is to love Him, and as we love Him, we actually minister to Him and we bless Him. What is the real reason or the primary purpose for prayer? It's not just to get things, it's relationship. This whole topic that I'm doing at present is talking about relationship. God's waiting for you to spend time with him. It's not easy at first. It takes time and discipline to get into a regular routine. But you will find there's a great benefit as you spend time with him in communication. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you really enjoyed this subject so far. It's very important, I believe, to come away from the traditional religious routines that have been put upon people or we've learned over the years and come into a new relationship with God. As Jesus was on the earth and spent time with his disciples, I believe God also wants to do the same thing with us, spend time with us. Not getting into religion or traditional systems of prayer, but getting into an open, honest communication of prayer in a love relationship with his children. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed the message today also. The next message coming up will be part 10 of the 12-part series, and the topic will be Speak to the Mountain. Thank you for being with me, and God bless.